Two very different types of business fraud are rising right now. On one end, ACH fraud cases are booming. Haven't heard of it? It sounds like something out of a spy movie. Here's how it works. A fraudster acquires your account information using cybercriminal tactics like phishing or malware. Once they have those details, they can manipulate and redirect transactions going through your account. So this means they can reroute your legitimate payments to their accounts, or they can set up unauthorized transactions that mimic your everyday activities. Like, they can make it look like a utility bill. But all of this money ends up in their hands. And on the other end, check fraud is on the rise. And that's pretty jarring because in the high-tech world of today's cyber criminals, check fraud is sort of a throwback tactic. Several months ago, we heard this story from one of our Bank Midwest partners. An accountant at this business got a notification for a check trying to clear through their accounts. It had a real check number with their accounting and routing number, but it was signed by someone who didn't work at the company. As an extra precaution, this business had just instituted Positive Pay, a fraud tool that detects fraudulent transactions before money leaves your account. So, with the click of a button, the accountant sent the check back. No fraud, no phone calls to the bank, and no contacting the police. So whether you're a massive company or a solo entrepreneur, keeping all kinds of fraud out of your business can halt operations, unless you have the right tools. So I called in two Bank Midwest experts to help us explain how Positive Pay combats business fraud. Stacy Walter, a fraud analyst, and Sarah Lewis, a treasury management specialist. We've talked to Stacy a lot about different solutions to personal and professional fraud. And as a fraud analyst, she says she's seeing a rise in check fraud firsthand.
So we are living in a technology advanced time. Although check fraud continues to be a prominent issue for all kinds of business types, you know, check fraud is old school fraud, but it's the biggest battle that we're facing in the financial industry right now because it's so effective. Even though there's all sorts of new and great advances out there, the fraudsters are still going to the check fraud because it's so effective.
Likewise, Sarah says the high-tech ACH fraud is passing by business owners without notice.
It's probably more common than people realize. I mean, everybody knows that fraud happens and that there's the risk out there, but it happens more often than what people think, and even something simple. I mean, it doesn't always have to be the thousands of dollars that people think people are trying to take out of their accounts. Sometimes it's just the little amounts that are coming out that are fraud as well.
One of the best ways to combat ACH and check fraud is with a Bank Midwest tool called Positive Pay. Businesses can opt into this service for free if they partner with Bank Midwest. Here's Sarah with an overview of this program.
So Positive Pay is the actual service that we provide. That service has basically two branches of it. You can have ACH protection or you can have check protection. The ACH protection prevents the ACH fraud. The check protection prevents the check fraud. That all lives within the Positive Pay.
We talked about how Positive Pay saved one of our business partners from a lot of hassle at the top of the show. But here's Sarah to explain how Positive Pay works with ACH protection.
So the Positive Pay really sets up as more of a prevention to the fraud. So when we set up the Positive Pay for your account, you'll set a list of approved vendors. We select a list of approved parameters for those vendors. And then when those ACH transactions try to come out of your account, the system will verify that those transactions are matching what you've put on your approved list. If they match your approved list, then the system allows it to pay. If it doesn't match your approved list, then that will get put to an exceptions list and allow you the chance to review it before those transactions have an opportunity to leave your account.
Stacy says it works the same way if you add check fraud protection.
Yeah, so businesses, you know, when they issue their checks to their vendors, to the employees as payroll or what have you, they will simply enter into our system through the Bank Midwest, either the app or the website. They'll log in, enter all the checks that they are issuing for that day. They can either upload it really slickly or they can manually enter it depending on how many they have for the day, and then it's in there ready to go. So as soon as those checks get sent out and ready to cash, it'll be seamless and no issues. They will have a report to check in the morning to see if there's anything that is bouncing on that report that comes in, maybe as a discrepancy, and they can review it and say, oh, that's okay to pay, or nope, that's not mine, let's kick it back. And so if there's a fraudulent or counterfeit or, you know, something that's not written by you as the business owner trying to post to your account, it'll be in the system already, the ones that have been authorized. And if something comes in and it's not authorized, we will kick it back, return it to the Bank of First Deposit as unauthorized. So I like to think of it in that regard, kind of simplistically.
These reports help you know exactly what is going in and out of your business. And Sarah says that knowledge and proactiveness against fraud goes a long way.
This is a really a great tool to try to prevent that fraud, rather than really setting it up later as a reaction from the fraud. So, you know, if you've already had those funds pulled from your account, you don't have the positive pay, those funds leave your account, now you're scrambling to try to get money back. If it is a large amount, that can be really detrimental to some of these businesses. And so, you know, rather than trying to get those funds back, we're really preventing them from even going in the first place. It is some additional work for businesses, but I think, you know, taking those extra few minutes when we have the opportunity to do it before it becomes a problem is really beneficial. So for a small company who maybe there is only one person who keeps track of the books and they're not able to look at those every day, this system would really provide them the opportunity as a second check or almost like a second employee who's reviewing those transactions as they come through to make sure that they do meet what your approved list looks like. And even in larger companies, you know, they have many, several transactions going through their accounts each day. It just provides that extra layer of protection to help kind of monitor those transactions in case, you know, it's happening current time, real time, giving a chance for those transactions to be reviewed first.
Stacy agrees that positive pay with check protections can benefit all businesses.
Yeah, so any type of business can use positive pay, whether it be the small mom and pop shops up to our big corporate users. Fraudsters, they don't discriminate. They're after everybody, right? So it doesn't matter if you're just a sole proprietor or if you are a big corporation. If you are writing checks, you know, the more checks you write, the more benefit you'll have it. But yeah, it really would benefit any type of business.
Sarah says the same rule applies even if your business doesn't use checks.
No one is exempt from fraud. I mean, any business is susceptible to fraud. Your account numbers can be out there. It's easy for fraudsters, if they put some effort in, to be able to pull those funds from your account if they wanted to.
As a fraud expert, Stacy says her industry is constantly working to give businesses the essential advice they need to be protected.
So we in the banking industry, we are continuously working on developing methods to combat check fraud. And with positive pay, business clients, they can securely issue checks and continue to maintain that financial control by using this service or this product. I like to think of it as a proactive approach versus reactive. A lot of times when we're reactive, it's after fraud has taken place, or maybe there was a large loss. You know, we'd like to prevent that any way we can. So if we put a proactive service like positive pay in place, that will definitely lessen that risk greatly to reduce loss.
When I chatted with the accountant in the story at the beginning of this episode, he had valuable advice for all business owners about fraud. He said, "I've always thought if everything goes the way it should, you wouldn't need positive pay. Everything would just clear as it should. You'd write all your checks, and nobody is trying to break into your security." But it doesn't always happen that way, unfortunately. There's always cases. When you talk to every business, they have some story about credit card fraud, check fraud, ACH fraud, wire fraud, you name it. So this would be a tool that any business could use, whether you write one check a month or you write 1,000 checks a month. It's a security measure that is very, very simple to implement. And when you do come across something like that again, that it's nothing that your business recognizes, it's literally a click of a button and you can send it back again. Will it save you time when that fraudulent item comes through? 100%. Thanks again to our guests, Stacey Walter and Sarah Lewis, for sharing their expertise today. Remember to listen to our past episodes, Fraud Noir, to learn more about protecting your personal and professional accounts from fraudsters. Dream Plan Live is a podcast presented by Bank Midwest. You can find more resources and answers to your top-of-mind business questions by visiting our website at bankmidwest.com/blog. And if you liked this episode, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you stream your favorite episodes. This podcast was hosted and produced by me, Emma Meyer. We're so excited to share more conversations with you. Keep dreaming big, and we'll see you soon. Bank Midwest, member FDIC.